Maurice spoke, hesitating, not wanting to seem a funk. "Supposing the beast's up there?" Jack brandished his spear. "We'll kill it." The sun seemed a little cooler. He slashed with the spear. "What are we waiting for?"
"I suppose," said Ralph, "if we keep on by the sea this way, we'll come out below the burnt bit, and then we can climb the mountain."
Once more, Jack led them along by the suck and heave of the blinding sea. Once more Ralph dreamed, letting his skillful feet deal with the difficulties of the path. Yet here his feet seemed less skillful than before, for most of the way they were forced right down to the bare rock by the water, and had to edge along between that and the dark luxuriance of the forest. There were little cliffs to be scaled, some to be used as paths, lengthy traverses where one used hands as well as feet. Here and there they could clamber over way-wet rock, leaping across clear pools that the tide had left. They came to a gully that split the narrow foreshore like a defense. This seemed to have no bottom, and they peered awe-stricken into the gloomy crack where water gurgled. Then the wave came back. The gully boiled before them, and spray dashed up to the very creeper so that the boys were wet and shrieking. They tried the forest, but it was thick and woven like a bird's nest. In the end, they had to jump one by one, waiting till the water sank, and even so, some of them got a second drenching. After that, the rocks seemed to be growing impassable, so they sat for a time, letting their rags dry, and watching the clipped outlines of the rollers that moved so slowly past the island. They found fruit in a haunt of bright little birds that hovered like insects. Then Ralph said they were going too slowly. He himself climbed a tree and parted the canopy, and saw the square head of the mountain seeming still a great way off. Then they tried to hurry along the rocks, and Robert cut his knee quite badly, and they had to recognize that this path must be taken slowly if they were to be safe. So they